Know about this, know about that, know about it.
Welcome to Know About It.
With Noah and Noah.
Yep.
So what are our topics today, Noah?
We're going to start with the history of hip-hop throughout the years.
So since us two know nothing about it, we have a guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, so my name's Mars Salazar. I am a local music journalist based in Austin, Texas. I have been in the music scene for quite a while, from sneaking into bars in high school. Mm-hmm. But most of my knowledge comes from writing as a music journalist for the Austin Chronicle and meeting a lot of local acts from there. Now I'm about to graduate and write for a national magazine called Spin. But I can tell you everything you want to know about hip hop, East Coast, West Coast, early, late, current. Let me know.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start off with kind of the origins of hip hop. How did it come to be?
So hip hop first started really in the country, right? Yeah. So you had Motown, you had blues. That's where a lot of the roots came in. You have a lot of hip hop artists that were experimenting early on. Hip hop was probably the most innovative genre, especially of the late 21st century.
Yeah.
20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have early types of hip hop when it comes to making beats. So early on you had DJs. So that's when you're getting records and you're basically lining them up, spinning them.
Yeah.
What DJs started to do is they started sampling. So what they did was they would play a record and maybe they had a snare drum they really liked from that one recording.
Yeah.
And then they would chop it up and they would use that one snare drum. And then eventually they got around to doing other crazy experimental stuff with it, maybe like flipping it, running it through. All of this stuff started chopping it up. Yeah. That's basically where that terminology comes from. So you had an early pioneer called Jay Dilla first started really making these innovative beats that would basically take these separate parts of songs, whether that was, okay, I'm listening to this one record and I love just 2 seconds of this bass, right? Bum bum, right? Bum bum. And then you have another record that you sample, maybe it's the snare, ch-ch, right? And so really what people don't understand is that when you listen to rap nowadays, it's all, now they're not using real stuff, right?
Yeah,
they're using all electronics, and that's why it's so tight. So when you listen to someone like Lil Yachty, you listen to someone like Ye, you listen to someone like just anyone on top right now, all of the drums and all of the guitars sound tight, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what gives it that quote-unquote trap, right? All the drums, there's no reverberation, there's nothing. It's right, it's cut. But before that, before sampling, before people were chopping beats, you couldn't get that clean noise, right? You couldn't just make a... You couldn't get that clean amount of sound.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I imagine technology had a huge influence
impact on it, for sure.
Making it easier, maybe more widespread.
Yeah, and part of it is also how recording styles have changed.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So without the technological innovation, you couldn't do what you're doing now. So as people had to experiment with physically chopping like certain sounds and laying them out, you couldn't do that until the certain technology came out to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those people, whether it's Jay Dilla, whether it's the early pioneers, the early MCs, the early DJs, disc jockeys, those are the people. It started out mostly in Black communities.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who basically were making rhymes were like, okay, what parts of these songs do I like? And they basically nitpicked every single music part and lined it up to make something completely new.
Yeah.
And so think about how crazy it is. It's like someone taking a Jefferson Airplane song and basically taking 2 seconds out of that song and making a whole new song out of those 2 seconds.
Yeah. Super impressive.
It is.
as a writer of the, you know, of hip hop and music in general, how do you see the genre? What trends do you see now that are kind of like leading it into the future? Any changes or?
I think the most prominent changes we're seeing is how social media and other media platforms are making it easier for new creatives to hop into the scene. Yeah. In Austin in particular, we don't have a very live hip hop scene, but in one of my articles I wrote about a year or two ago, I discussed this issue with a local rapper. And rather than having, like in the olden days, a bunch of rappers come and aggregate into a club and hang out and be creative like that, like you have a lot of other genres doing that, they actually have a Discord server. And so there's literally a Discord server called Hidden Renaissance, where you have all of these people coming together that maybe they don't have a great music scene or great rap scene where they live, but they're coming together to collaborate with other creatives and other rappers and other producers to make this happen. So I think the technological landscape and the social landscape is really changing how rappers and hip hop artists share their work and make a come up.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Then how do you think it kind of like impacts like as a society for like African-American communities and stuff like that in a sense?
How
it like impacts them, like in a sense, like does it like connect with them personally?
So
as much.
Yeah.
Rap in particular?
Mm-hmm.
So rap is something that started out in Black communities, but you could say that it's all about fostering creativity, because you could say the same thing about Motown. You can say the same thing about blues, right? I think there's a lot of historical controversy about the topics discussed in rap music. But I think personally, as a music journalist and as just a general music lover, it's about the culture and the passion behind it, right? So we're hearing, you know, NWA, we're hearing the Far Side. You go to East Coast, you hear Nosh, you go to West Coast, you hear all of these different variations, but it's all a same sound that they're evolving on each other.
Yeah.
That's making it more so a cultural melting pot, to where, you know, everyone's going to have a problem with something involved in it. You have the same thing with rock and roll. You have the same thing with a heavy blues guitar.
Yeah.
That there's a song called Rumble, and they're literally, the guitar riff was banned from airwaves because people thought it would incite a riot.
That's crazy.
Right? Really? So people are always going to find something when it comes to artists and musicians. But overall, regardless of the genre, it all comes back to community and sharing art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Who are your favorite artists?
Oh gosh.
Top three.
Are we talking nationally of all time? Like, that's a bold question.
Recent. Let's do recently.
Yeah, let's go like recent.
All of time.
More recent hip hop.
Yeah.
Recent hip hop. I really like The Alchemist.
Okay.
I think The Alchemist is great. Great producer, one of my favorites. I'm a big Odd Future fan. Tyler is probably what he's doing in the rap community, but also his just entrepreneurialism.
Yeah.
I think people look past that because he has built businesses. He's produced TV shows, brands, right? Like people, you know, look at Tyler and see, you know, this character, but just like how people don't see Kim Kardashian as an entrepreneur, like Tyler is up there with that entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Throwing out other stuff, maybe ASAP Rocky, Schoolboy Q. Going back to old school, because I got to throw out some old school, The Far Side. Favorite album, if you want to hear a good one, Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. That's some old school stuff. Explore Nas. Explore Ghostface Killa, and a lot of these cats are still around, whether they're performing, producing, or anything like that. But rap has a very interesting history, especially in terms of music, because of how it's made and how it's produced. because if you actually look into logistics of how the noises are made,
it's crazy.
It's so crazy how they can
have
just
have like seven different noises in like a split clip.
And and going back, think about the technology we have now. Look back to the beginning, like the origin of hip hop and rap, and think they didn't have that technology. They had to do that a whole different way. And so if you want to really study the origins of good rap, good hip hop, you start with Jay Dilla.
Jay Dilla.
Yeah. Okay. Read the book Dilla Time. Not completely accurate, but if you want to start somewhere, you start with Jay Dilla.
That's awesome. Okay. Yep. Hey, well, you heard it here.
Honestly.
Jay Dilla.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you so much for joining us.
All right.